Thursday. Helping dogs and cats break out of Front Street Animal Shelter since 2017. Listen up. Maybe you'll find a furry new friend and give them their forever home.
All right, let's get to it. Finally, Thursday, if you jump on the Dog and Joe Show page, all you got to do is go to the Facebook. You'll get to meet this week's adorable adoptable, a four-year-old female by the name of Bella.
Aw, she is so cute, man.
Would you classify her color as saying it's saddle brown?
Yeah.
It's a golden, reddish horse saddle brown, very sleek and shiny coat, very, very healthy, and only 4 years old, and she is a pit bull, and her ears, not horribly cropped, they're very nice, her tail has been docked, but not too short, and she is a love bug.
Absolutely, and she's so full of energy. And she's, here's the thing though, man, as we see this little girl and she came out, we have our friends down at Front Street that we deal with, and Holly, obviously female. This little girl right here, even though she liked me and dog just fine,
yeah,
loves the girls.
Yeah, she is a ladies' lady.
Yeah.
And if you watch the video that's up, she hangs out. And here's the thing, just so you know, we talk about this each and every week. A lot of these dogs, it's traumatic, it's loud, it's depressing, they're inside there, it's new, all the other dogs are going crazy, so they really just kind of what would you call it, they just detune.
A little bit,
they
yeah.
shut down. So when we get them out of the kennel and walk them over to the greeting yard, it takes just a little bit for these dogs to acclimate and warm up. So when you see some of the shyness or the hostility, just know that with time, and it takes a couple of minutes, they do warm up quickly, but they're in that awful area, and they have to kind of learn how to be free again, you know, and get out of all that commotion. So,
and the other dogs get jealous when you take one out, and you're going to get one out and play with it or take it for a walk. The ones that aren't getting to go for a walk are like, hey, what about me? And they're barking, and, you know, it's just kind of an uncomfortable experience for them for a second.
Yeah. So watch the video, and she comes in.
Man.
She's a little shy, and then what she does is she starts warming up, and she starts running around, and even though she's four, tons and tons a puppy in this girl, and you will see what Joe talked about her with Holly. She does like women.
She hugs.
Oh, clings.
This dog hugs.
Yeah,
it is the cutest. As I keep watching it, and, you know, and all I wanted her to do is jump up and do that to me and dog, but she wouldn't. She'd come over and she'd snuggle and love on us, but every time she went back to Holly, she hugged her.
Yeah,
it's so cute.
And
dude,
I don't know if her and Holly had met before, she had some sort of special connection with her, but she really did just want to go to her. And in fact, in the video, I say, hey, Holly, I think you got to take her home.
I know.
She's like, no, I can't take another one home. But watch the video. She's up for adoption today, and again, she's already spayed. She's already ready to go.
Yep.
So all you got to do is get her chipped, and she'll be vaccinated free of charge. And we got the code waiting for you up on Facebook. Her name is Bella. And what I love, too, is the symmetry on her head with the markings. She's got the white snout, and she's got perfectly even little eye patches and brown ears, but all white head and white snout. She's cute. It's a good-looking dog.
It's funny that you said her color was kind of like saddle brown, because right on the back, right across her shoulders comes up like that little piece on her neck, and it's almost perfectly put there.
It's like
a little
saddle.
Bit to one side, but it looks like a little saddle up there.
So check her out. She's a cute little thing. Watch the video in its entirety, though, so you can see her kind of wake up and come into her own, and she starts running around and jumping, and she's really, really spunky, but you could tell she'd really, really just sit on your lap and hug all day, and it does look like she prefers females, at least more comfortable with them.
I would absolutely think that. And as you get down there, and you know, you go to the shelters, and you'll see a lot of pitties in there, and you'll see, you know, dogs a lot that look a lot like her, but when they stand out and they're as sweet and as they go quick
and healthy,
they go quick.
Yeah, she's got really good structure. And here's the other thing, she's shorter and smaller. So she's not real big. She's not real boxy. She's a smaller pit bull. And I think that, you know, for a lot of people, they want a dog that's not too big. She's a perfect little size.
She's a perfect little pit bull for your first pit, if you're a first-time owner as well, too, to kind of get to learn the breed and learn how they are. She's sweet and loving, and just would be a wonderful little family addition.
Check her out. The video's waiting for you on Facebook, Dog and Joe Show page. Here's Pat Benatar on the river.